Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 118, Dole Whips and Celebrate a Dream Come True Parade. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to Memory 118 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and once again, I'll be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Oh, guess what? California is back on, and plans are coming together really fast. It looks like we'll be spending July 16 to 23 in California, and potentially Friday, July 18th at a Disney park. Personally, I'm pushing for Disney California Adventure Park in hopes of seeing the wonderful Cars Land finally. So keep that in mind if you're going to be in DCA on the 18th. Maybe shoot me a private message on social media or email me or send me a text or phone call to the voicemail line and we can try and meet up somewhere in the park. Sorry, can you tell I'm a little excited? But let's get back to a real reason to listening for today. Let's get back to our day in the Magic Kingdom and see what adventures await us there. So we'll pick back up with our day in the Magic Kingdom. Just remember, it's a relatively quiet day here at Walt Disney World, a 3 out of 10 on the touringplans.com website. We're approaching the time for the 3 p.m. Celebrate a Dream Come True parade, but after standing outside in the high 80-degree heat to watch the Dream Along with Mickey stage show in front of Cinderella's Castle, we need to find a way to cool off, and, you know, what better way than a nice refreshing Dole Whip. We have already loaded the kids into the stroller, and we'll continue our way across the hub in front of Cinderella's Castle, going from Tomorrowland and into Adventureland. Tracy and I will split up for a few minutes. She takes the kids and goes in search of a cool rest spot and finds the queue area of Tinkerbell's magical nook, while I hop in line for our Dole Whips. We'll listen to some of the Adventureland background as we wait to order our treat. After I get my two floats, we'll head over to meet up with the family and enjoy our treat in the air conditioning off of the queue. The family makes little work of these floats, and we reapply our sunscreen and head back out into the heat of the Florida afternoon in search of a spot to watch the parade. We make a right turn, cross over from Adventureland into Frontierland with only minutes to spare. You hear the announcement for the parade in the zone just to our right first, and eventually the speaker kicks in right behind us as we're near the front of the zone. The parade starts for us, and the Grand Marshals ride by, followed by a complete cornucopia of characters from many of the great Disney animated features and shorts. As the parade wraps, we'll cut again for today's memory as my family and I go in search of restrooms before heading out to our next adventure. I have to ask, so who doesn't like a Dole Whip? And let me just say, a Dole Whip float is the greatest invention. You get a full serving of Dole Whip, plus a cool, refreshing serving of pineapple juice, and when the two mix, Trust me, if you like pineapple, you have to try this. Now, the Celebrate a Dream Come True parade has been retired. It's been a long time since Walt Disney World has ever reimagined this parade in the Magic Kingdom. But most of the time, they change the song, maybe reorder the floats, or add some smaller pieces. But we haven't seen a full redo of the parade for a while, and I personally can't wait to see what they did for the Festival of Fantasy parade that is now playing at the Magic Kingdom. But let me be clear. I'm not bashing the parade in any way. Until I had kids, I didn't understand the pull of a Walt Disney World parade. I used to use it just as, hey, let's get to the front of a line of a ride as fast as possible. But when you see the joy in their eyes as they wave or shake hands or blow kisses at their favorite characters, you just haven't experienced the magic of a Disney parade until then. Just ask your child afterwards what they thought and you'll hear them exclaim, I got to see, insert your favorite princess here, or Captain Hook scared me. Let me just say that, you know, if it's possible from now on, I'm going to make time for a character parade on my trips to the Disney park with my children. So does this day in the Magic Kingdom sound familiar to the ones you've had? Does it trigger a fond memory of one of your trips? You know, please come share it with all of us. And while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show by simply visiting the website at www-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos or videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on that voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like, and don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that also helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. And by the way, for those of you that want to know more about this new recorder, the Zoom H1, go to my website and there's an About page. You can read more about what my recording equipment has been over the years. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in this memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we eat a refreshing treat on our way to catch a classic Magic Kingdom parade.
I would suggest going over to Adventureland, getting a Dole Whip. I mean, the choices are definitely going to be better at the ice cream parlor, but it's going to be busy. The ice cream parlor, the choices are definitely going to be better, but I think they'll enjoy either one. The breeze is actually not too bad. Of course, I may just be soaking sweat, so it may be cooling me off easier than you. I understand. Still virgin skin.
Huh?
Still virgin skin.
Sort of. If you want to ride, then Daddy needs to stop for a second. Pop up quick.
Yes. You want to hang out here while I get a couple Dole Whip floats? You can even go inside the shop or something, I don't know. Oh no, babe, don't go in there. Just the back of the line?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Kind of looking at two different lines, trying to figure out which is one.
I always get the wrong one.
Did you
say
toasty. It's gonna make home feel all that much cooler when we get there, right?
Yeah. Well, for you, I live in south of here.
So oh, okay.
Even worse.
Yeah, I'm in Kentucky, so.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, right now I think today was supposed to be a high of like 82.
Oh,
low humidity.
It's getting there. It'll be another 2 months before it's cool.
Yeah. It's Christmas, right?
November. You really can't book it till November. Like middle of October, you'll get it for a couple.
You'll get one here or there.
A couple cooler fronts. And you get down.
They didn't used to have the orange here. Yep. Whoops.
That was an exit over there.
Yeah, I think we've got two lines going the opposite directions. Well, technically, I think that is the entrance. Somehow we ended up on the exit. Hey, how are you doing? Two pineapple floats, please, with pineapple soft serve. That'll be it. Ooh. Hey, man. Nope. Thank you very much.
Alright, so just to let you know, we can't have any food inside our building.
Alright, can you find my daughter and my wife and my two children? Tracy, Susie, and Michael.
Tracy! Are you Tracy? You can go over there.
Okay, that's what I was looking
for.
You
can't go over there.
I just can't go see the fairies. Ice cream. Oh, this is mine. What are you having? Are you being good for mommy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are welcome to stay over here.
That's fine. Thank you. I just wanted to stay out of the heat. Use the spoon, Suze. I would suggest holding hers so that she just doesn't eat it all. Susie, why don't you go over there with Mommy? Here you go, Mikey. There is very little as refreshing as this thing. Go figure. Here you go, Mikey. Yummy, huh?
Yep.
I'm
gonna try
it. No, that's all.
Did you get a lot of it?
Yeah, we got. Where'd that sunblock go? We're just hanging out. Yeah, we're fine. We just need a nice, cool place to eat some ice cream. Oh, is that mine? Thank you. Hoping to find a nice spot, kind of shaded.
Well, why don't you just go? I know where we
go. Well, you can put it on. Go ahead and put it on real quick. It's good. It's 3 o'clock, but I think it starts up at the up at the front and works its way back. I don't remember. Yeah, I'm kind of hoping as much. They typically say that Fantasyland side is not as bad. Or, I mean, Frontierland side is not as bad. Susie, are you blocking it? Careful with them, Mikey.
Mikey, we're gonna go. Come on. Thank you.
Oh. Mikey, wait. Hold on. Just go up the head.
Yes.
Oh, sure. No, there's no line. You riding too, Suze?
Mikey
doesn't even have sunglasses. They started selling orange ones in there, too.
Oh, really?
Well, not the juice, just ice cream.
There we go.
Well, this is where I was going to stake out a spot, too. If I can stake out a spot, or you can stake out a spot, the other one of us can take the kid for the party. What time does the parade hit this point?
It'll hit it right at about 9:10.
Oh, okay. At 5 after?
3:05, 3:10.
Okay. Oh, so it starts here.
Yes.
Oh, I got it backwards. Okay. Does it always start on this end?
It is for this week.
Okay. Interesting answer. That's what I want to do. They're empty. Do you want to keep them or do you want to toss them? A lemon.
Whoa.
I know we dropped it at one point, but holy cow. See here? A parade. With all sorts of Disney characters and princesses and stuff. Do you want to sit down on the ground up here or can you see, Suze? Yeah. Pull around. possibly fine. The speaker should kick in. No, I want him to stay as close to it as he can.
He's pulling on the rope.
Tell him to stop.
He's not going to. I told him to stop.
Then he gets to sit in the back. Country Bears with the beer. Splash Mountain was the other thing. I don't think so either. Get down.
afternoon, and welcome to the Magic Kingdom. In just a few minutes, we will proudly present our Celebrate a Dream Come True parade with the Bibilias family from Hampstead, Maryland as our honorary Grand Marshal. So please, stay right where you are and join us as we make some memories.
I was starting to second guess the Devil's Throne this morning before we got here, thinking it was the best choice.
I knew there would just be a point where they'd hit where I'd be like... rap in it too already.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Bray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!